listening to Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. I'm your host, Roy Vasquez, and this is episode number 10. Today's episode is titled, Few Tips When It's Better Not to Write. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. A few weeks ago I asked readers to share some of the tips they hashtag I wrote for myself, and the response was way beyond my initial expectations. The quality of the tips included was amazing, from the simple to the more complex and even a bit of everything in between. These 34 writing tips make you a better writer, and there are thousands of words you know about every possible way you could write even the simplest message. 2 punctuation marks regulate the flow of your thoughts and can make your text confusing, even if your words are clear. Unfortunately, there are not 7 magic words that can be used to improve your writing, but to be more concrete is the writing tip given in almost every work of a writer. If you want to follow rule number 1 or be more specific, you need to look at 7 words. The more you can write, the better you will become, and this is the top tip I suggest to improve your writing skills as a beginner. As mentioned above, not only do you need to make sure that your book is published and shown to the world, but you also have a responsibility to make sure that you spend enough time and effort both writing and editing to become a better writer. If you want to improve your writing skills, regular writing will not only reduce your fear of blank pages and flashing cursors, but will also help you develop your own style. Good writers are also avid readers, and regular reading is one of the easiest ways to develop your writing skills. If you did not pick up the book or the story you were writing and read it for joy, do not write it. Expand your horizons by reading normally more sophisticated material, pay attention to how the material flows, and read more than you normally do. The more you read, the more likely you are to develop a better understanding of what makes a play so effective and what mistakes to avoid. We are hashtag I have 6 important tips for dealing with criticism that comes your way, but always remember that this is personal criticism. The first thing I do when I receive criticism of my writing is to take a breath and distance myself from the criticism. If it is a personal criticism, it is because I love criticism, writing, not the person. When you're struggling to deal with criticism from others, you have to make yourself a little bit easier. If you pick the best from criticism, you will never survive as a writer. Remember instead that your writing is not terrible, that you only need to work on a few things, and you will do much better. Something else that can help. If you want to write a review or summary of what you have read, share your lessons, or simply explore an idea you picked up on, this is an extremely useful exercise. After receiving harsh criticism from others, you identify one aspect of your writing that you really love. Find a part of the story you are proud of, give yourself a much-needed confidence boost and remember why you love writing. Bringing reading and writing together can also help to see how they are related. For example, pick out a few style tips that you can use in your own work, or recognize clever word use in what you read. Learning the rules of writing is not enough, as H.P. Lovecraft wrote in his essay, Literary Composition. You have to write what you want to read, and you can only write as much of it as you need to be written. Even Jodi Picoult agrees that you can't become a better writer if you never write, but great writing doesn't happen on your first attempt. If writing is not well organized, then you cannot explain the structure away, and if you want to improve, you have to write. This can help you to clarify your ideas and it can make you a smarter writer. Take a look at my article, Just Buy Writing Bullshit, and the tips I've come up with for better writing. If you are serious about improving your writing and willing to put time and effort into it, I have taught dozens of new students how to write for better newsletters and taught it to over a dozen newer students. For daily tips and writing, related articles, subscribe for free, sign up for my daily writing tips with Extra Creek, follow me on Facebook and Twitter, or scroll down the page for a list of my top 10 tips for better writing. Read the post below for more insights or follow us on Twitter and follow at How to Write Better on Twitter. This is all for today, friends. My name is Roy and this was episode 10 of Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. See ya next time.